Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we will discuss how hypnosis can assist with letting go of weight, and you will have the opportunity to participate in a hypnosis session designed to assist with weight control and management. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. At www.hypnosis.media, you'll find all previous episodes of the podcast, as well as my web store. On the web store, you'll find hypnosis programs that can assist with a wide variety of problems, issues, and concerns. The holiday sale is on right now. Enter the code HOLIDAY50 at checkout for a 50% discount off your entire order. With the holidays almost over and the new year approaching, many people start a new diet in order to let go of weight. Diets, by and large, are ineffective in the long term. UCLA researchers have reported in an issue of the American Psychologist, the Journal of the American Psychological Association, that it is possible to lose 5 to 10% of your body weight on any number of diets, but that weight comes back. And not only did the vast majority of individuals on diets regain the weight, they actually gained more weight. Sustained weight loss was only found in a very small portion of the participants, and weight regain was found in the majority. The conclusion of this study is that diets do not lead to sustained weight loss or health benefits for the majority of people over time. Through my years of practicing hypnotherapy, I found that one of the safest and sure ways to control weight is by changing the eating habits. Oftentimes, people struggle with elimination diets. These diets stress what you cannot eat, setting you up for an inner conflict that can reinforce the cravings. It's not necessarily what we eat, but how we eat and how much we eat. One of the better approaches is to eat 3 balanced meals a day, eating things that you like but in sensible amounts. Following the 80-20 rule generally works for most people. The 80-20 rule is 80% of the time you eat healthy, life-giving foods, and 20% of the time you allow yourself a little wiggle room, a little bit of leeway to enjoy some minor indulgences. This can really assist in managing the inner conflict that occurs with elimination diets. So it's all about eating the things that you like, but in sensible amounts. And with hypnosis, your inner mind can learn to regulate what is a sensible amount for you. A healthy body begins with healthy thoughts. Your ideal shape, size, and physique begins by changing your thinking. In today's hypnosis session, you're going to experience a gentle journey that can assist you in reprogramming and rewiring your mind that may assist you in letting go of the weight that you desire in a healthy way. The content in this hypnosis recording is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions that you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. If you so choose and you would like to participate in this hypnosis program, find a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes and begin to focus on your breathing, feeling the coolness as you breathe in and feeling the warmth as you breathe out. The coolness as you breathe in and the warmth as you breathe out. Let every breath that you take from this moment forwards relax your body more and more. In your mind's eye, imagine that in front of you is a box. Perhaps it's a wooden box, or perhaps it's a metal box with a heavy lid. Just picture and imagine this box within your mind. You can begin to place any thoughts, any concerns, any unhelpful sights, sounds, thoughts, or images that aren't beneficial to you at this time, just placing them all into the box. And then imagine closing the lid on that box and putting it aside so that you can relax, so that you can drift and float into relaxation. Draw your awareness back to your breathing for a moment and notice how, without even thinking about it, your breathing is slowed down, becoming very deep and very regular from just a few moments ago when we began. Just feeling your breathing, feeling the rhythm of your breath, and allowing each and every breath to take you further and deeper into relaxation. And as you continue to listen to me, the conscious mind begins to move further and further away. While the subconscious mind begins to move to the forefront. And you can put less and less importance on listening to the sound of my voice at a conscious level of awareness, because your unconscious mind can hear every word. So there's no need to think or move about or make any sort of effort. There's nothing for you to do at this moment except relax. Let's move further into relaxation. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 all the way down to 1. With every descending number, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. Every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body relaxing so completely. And by the time that I reach the count of 1, you'll be at your natural level of relaxation. 10. Nine. Deeper and deeper relaxed. 8. Seven, letting go. 5, 4, 3, letting go more and more. 2, and 1, fully relaxed, feeling safe and secure, and feeling very good now. Today, you can begin to develop new habits and to set new goals. Today is about laying the mental foundation for a new you, a healthier you. You at your ideal weight, your ideal shape, size, physique. This is about eating in the correct amounts for your body and your mind can learn to listen to the body. It is the mind that controls the eating. It is the mind's responsibility to listen, listening to the body, listening to the stomach. For the stomach sends very distinct signals. It tells you when you are hungry, sending the signal to your brain that it is time to eat. But it also sends you the signal the moment that you've had enough, the moment that you're full. And it's about listening and acting upon the signal. That's right, paying attention to the body and simply stopping the moment that you've had enough. So you eat less, eating just the right amount for your body, eating the right amount of food and simply stopping when you are full. This is about making a friend with your appetite and eating the right foods in the right amounts at the right times for your body. It's about eating when you are truly hungry and stopping eating when you are full. And it's finding satisfaction in eating the right amount of food for your body. And you can pride yourself in knowing that every time that you eat the right amount, you feel happy and in control. And the most amazing thing is that each day now, in your eating habits, you form new patterns. Each day now, it's easier and easier to eat sensibly. And you gain new strength, and that strength increases your ability to eat sensibly. You eat sensibly and you feel satisfied. And as you exercise this new strength, this new willpower, it grows. You become more able. Each day now, you eat sensibly. This becomes more and more reinforced, more a natural part of life. It is like using the muscles of your arm. As you use them each day, they become stronger. As you eat sensibly each day, it becomes easier and easier. Eating sensibly means that you are aware of what your body needs. It's about listening to your body, listening to the signal that tells you that you're hungry, listening to the signal that tells you that you're full, and acting upon those signals. And you eat sensible, nutritious food for your body. Eating sensibly is eating slowly and mindfully, concentrating on chewing, being mindful of the mouthful that you're chewing. Eating sensibly also means drinking sensibly. And one of the most sensible drinks that the body needs is water. Water ensures that your body is properly hydrated. Water ensures that your body is functioning optimally. So with eating sensibly, you drink sensibly. And if helpful and appropriate, perhaps you can integrate some form of physical movement. Some form of physical movement so that your body can automatically be regulated to the ideal rate for you. And you can find fun ways of moving your body if appropriate. Going for a walk. Keeping active. As you exercise and eat sensibly, your body automatically regulates to the ideal rate for you as you become your ideal shape, size, and physique. By using your creative imagination, picture yourself in the future, 6 months from now, perhaps a year from now. Create a positive mental image of yourself as you wish to be, exactly the way that you want to look. Create a vivid mental picture and hold it foremost in your mind. Notice yourself in control, eating sensibly, drinking sensibly. Perhaps you notice that there's an increase of physical activity. But just notice what you notice. Simply see yourself with this new energy. And imagine that you could step into that future image of yourself and feel this new energy moving through your body as you feel how it feels to be your ideal shape, size, and physique. Just imagine as though it has already happened, that you are already your ideal shape, size, and physique, that you've already increased your physical activity, that you already eat sensibly, that you're already really proud of your results, and that you already enjoy the way that you look and feel. As you think healthy, you become healthy. Health is an important part of the new you. Breathing clean air, eating sensible food, and keeping active. Drinking plenty of water. And later on, when you open your eyes, your inner mind will know that you simply eat when you're hungry. You stop eating when you're full. That's right. And you'll find that you can enjoy yourself in this process. That you enjoy eating the right foods in the right amounts for your body. And you develop this new attitude, for you are what you think, and all that you are thinking, you are becoming. So you think how happy you are, being healthy, acting healthy, and developing a new lifestyle. Enjoying your food with this positive approach and attitude. And imagine that you can bring that image from the past back to the present moment so that it's very clear in your mind. In a moment from now, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, you will emerge from relaxation. When I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes. You'll be back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Before you emerge from relaxation, I'm going to give you one final suggestion. And that suggestion is every time that you look at, hear, or touch water, it reminds you that you eat and drink sensibly. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation, 2, 3 coming up, 4, 5, 6, 7, take a deep breath in, 8, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I recommend that you listen to this recording every day for 21 days to create these new habits and behaviors with food. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that you found it inspiring and informative. If you'd like more information about hypnosis, visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. And if you'd like to learn hypnosis, visit The Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.online. Take care and be well until next time.